Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
So, Gard, a few weeks ago you told us about this Nick Cage project with the extraordinary title The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. You've some more news on this film.
Yeah, so the cast is getting bigger at this stage. Neil Patrick Harris has joined the cast. But the idea of this film is just terrific. It follows a fictionalized version of Cage, who must accept a $1 million offer to attend the birthday of a super fan and billionaire who also happens to be a criminal kingpin, as played by Pedro Pascal. And when things take a sort of wild, dangerous turn, Cage is forced to live up to his own legend, channeling his most iconic and beloved on-screen characters in order to save himself and his loved ones. So it sounds like a great premise. Tiffany Haddish is also in it. Sharon Horgan's in
the
movie.
Bit of Irish
as well.
Interest in there too. Well done, Sharon Horgan. Yeah.
Yeah. So Neil Patrick Harris joining it. I think he's going to play his agent in the movie. So that's perfect casting as well. So they're filming at the moment ahead of a 2021 release.
Brilliant. Now, is Joaquin Phoenix heading for horror?
Yeah. Well, he's certainly heading for a really interesting director. That's Ari Aster. He's doing his third film called Beau Is Afraid. So he would have made the likes of Hereditary and Midsommar. And so, yeah, having an Oscar winner join his next film certainly is intriguing, especially when you consider it is a surrealist horror film.
I think they could work really well together, actually, those two.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Very much so. You can sort of see it already. So the movie is kind of about this anxious man named Beau who has a fraught relationship with his overbearing mother due to the absence of his father he never met. And then he learns of the death of his mother under mysterious circumstances. And upon a traveling home, he makes an alarming discovery about his past. So it sounds quite intriguing. Aster, of course, is going to direct, write and produce the project.
Yeah, very interesting director. Even for me, who's a bit of a scaredy cat, I did manage Midsommar. It was really good. It really was. Yeah.
Now, hiding behind the couch.
I was pretty good. The Adam Project. Tell me about this.
So this is directed by Sean Levy, and it's building a big cast because Ryan Reynolds is playing the lead in the movie, but Mark Ruffalo and Catherine Keener have now joined the cast. It's a sci-fi adventure. The filming on it actually began last week in Vancouver. Reynolds plays a man who travels back in time to get help from his 13-year-old self. Together, he has to find his late father, who is now the same age as Reynolds, and set things right in order to save the future. Ruffalo is going to be playing Reynolds' dad in the movie. Keener is going to play the movie's villain, a woman who has stolen powerful technology from the character that Mark Ruffalo will play. Zoe Saldana and Jennifer Garner are also starring. So that's a really super cast.
It certainly is. All right. Now, a sort of a big screen to small screen project, this next story.
Yeah, this is NBC who are developing a drama TV series based on the Gus Van Sant movie Finding Forrester, which, if you remember, had a big screen performance from Sean Connery, one of his last, actually, released back in 2000. And in the film, a teenager, a gifted writer and basketball player, lands a scholarship to a prestigious private school and befriends a reclusive Scottish writer. So what they're doing for the update, they're switching out that Scottish writer that was played, a male character played by Connery, to become a reclusive lesbian author whose career was ruined by a public scandal and makes the teen a homeless orphan. So that's how they're deciding to update it, and NBC going forward with that. We've other news of a TV series as well, and this is Javier Dolan, who would have directed the likes of Mommy and Lawrence Anyways, going to make his TV drama debut on a project called The Night Logan Woke Up, which is a 5-episode psychological thriller series which is due to start production in March. The story follows three friends whose lives are shattered after one of them commits a sexual assault. It's adapted from a stage production, and interestingly, a number of the original stage cast are actually going to be in this TV series as well, and they're targeting a 2022 release.
Very good. You have a very interesting trailer watch for us this week.
Yeah, Chaos Walking is the name of the movie. Doug Liman directs. It's had a little bit of bother en route to screen. There's been rumours of a lot of reshoots on it, but the trailer does look really interesting. It's set in a dystopian world world where there are no women and all living creatures can hear each other's thoughts in a stream of images.
And yet we do have a woman in the cast, because that's Daisy Ridley.
Yes, she leads the cast alongside Tom Holland and Mads Mikkelsen. So it's a strong cast and a really good director. Doug Liman is good at action. So do check out the trailer for Chaos Walking.
It looks really interesting. All right, some new releases to mention this week.
Yeah, so on VOD and on a limited release, Finding Jack Charlton is the documentary that profiles the former Ireland manager. Strong reviews for this and worth checking out. On Netflix, you have a choice of another Christmas movie. This is The Christmas Chronicles Part 2, which sees Kurt Russell back in the driving seat once more.
And Goldie Santa Hawn, Claus, actually. Yeah,
and Goldie Hawn joining as Mrs. Claus.
Perfect. So, they must have had a ball making this.
Oh, I'd say so. And I think it did well for Netflix. That's why they're back with number two. On Amazon Prime, you've got Uncle Frank. This is a sort of coming-of-age road trip film, which is set in the 70s and follows Frank and his niece Beth on their journey of self-discovery home to their dysfunctional family. Paul Bettany and Sophia Lillis, and it's written and directed by Alan Ball. So good person behind the camera there. That's called Uncle Frank on Amazon Prime. And then Disney Plus as well have a Christmas movie too. This is called Noel. And basically, Anna Kendrick stars in this as Kris Kringle's daughter, who has to sort of take over things when her brother Nick, who's expected to take over from his father, goes missing, and she has to go and sort out to save Christmas. So that's on Disney Plus. So good selection there.
And everyone is starting Christmas a little early this year. I think everyone's delighted to have some Christmas movies in there. What about a TV movie for the weekend ahead?
So this is a really good movie, The Big Short, which has a strong cast in it. We'll get to the cast in a minute. It's about four investors. Each became aware of a flaw in the housing market that makes a financial crisis in the next few years inevitable. So it's a really good fact-based drama. Christian Bale, Steve Carell, Ryan Gosling and Brad Pitt starring in this movie, The Big Short. It was up there for a couple of awards back a couple of years ago when it was released, but it's on RT2 tonight at 10:35. It's worth watching.
Great stuff, Gareth. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Aideen.